And transfer is when a student intends to start out at a two-year community college and then move or transfer to a four-year institution.
Hi, I'm Lee Kolb.
Hi, I'm Joel Dupker, and welcome to ECC Insiders.
We're excited to have with us today Dr. Robin Walter, the Vice President of Academic Affairs and our Chief Academic Officer here at ECC. Over half of the students who enroll in ECC are getting their associate's degrees with the intent to transfer to a four-year institution. And one of the opportunities and challenges always throughout the years is trying to make sure that their programming and their path is set up in the best way possible so when they transfer, they can transfer as close to being juniors at the other institution as possible. And recently, the Missouri legislature has kicked off some new legislation to try to ease that process, and Dr. Walter is going to tell us a lot more about that.
Oh, glad. Thank you for having me. I think I get a lot of questions about what is transfer and what is articulation, because we use those interchangeably. And I thought I would start by just defining what transfer is. And transfer is when a student intends to start out at a two-year community college and then move or transfer to a four-year institution. They do expect to be junior ready for the most part, and that is our job in order to help them complete their bachelor's degree and achieve their ultimate goal. And then articulation is different, but I hear it being used interchangeably. And articulation is actually a planned degree map that is shared between a two-year college and a four-year college so that we agree upon the courses ahead of time and the student works through that map. And we have a combination of those at ECC. We have some just transfer, and then we also have a large number of articulation agreements. And the role of the advisors and the faculty are to help students move through that process, and the faculty are deeply engaged in the articulation process because they do direct and oversee the curriculum. So I thought I would just clear that up. Get a lot of questions about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the important part about that on the articulation is the intent of an articulation agreement is to have that seamless transfer. So what we would call a 2+2. So we're transfer, you could just transfer, but you don't know if those credits transfer. You don't know if that student has taken a class that's not to their degree path or their major. So articulation agreement is really intended to make sure the student has more of a seamless process from the beginning of their college career to the end of their college career.
Yes, that is correct. So for transfer, you can see how important the role of the faculty and the advisors are as students declare their intentions so that we make sure that we're helping them with communication to that four-year institution. So how does that really connect to the transfer bill? And the transfer bill, we keep calling it that, but the official name, and I wrote it down because it's long, it's the Higher Education Core Curriculum Transfer Act. And it was really designed to simplify and strengthen the pathways from a community college to a four-year institution across the state. And you know, you may have heard about Core 42. That's, you know, whereas existing legislation focusing on a Core 42, 42 credit hours of transfer of foundational courses, not major level courses. So the hang up historically has been in that last 15 to 18 credit hours from the community college to a four-year institution, what we call electives or kind of those pathway-specific classes. And that's important for a student to get into those right classes as well so that transfer comes in as they are junior ready, as Lee mentioned. So the intent of this bill was to identify five pathways that are highly utilized with our Missouri students and create really a mini articulation agreement that is not by institution to institution, but by statewide. So what that means is that ECC is not creating 12 different articulations with 12 different colleges for one of these pathways, but we basically have a statewide articulation that we as a state of faculty and advisors and administrators all agree on that this is a way that a student can get from here to there seamlessly and junior ready without having 12 different articulation agreements. What it doesn't do is it doesn't address all the other majors and all the other options that students have to transfer. So it doesn't define that these are the only five, but it's a place to start to build that ability to transfer seamlessly between a two-year college and a four-year college. So I can go over those if you'd like.
What are those five?
The five is general business, which is a very fast-growing career. You'll find that in the data across the state and the region, that business is a growing career and lots of opportunities for students. So that one doesn't surprise me. A lot of interest in business. Elementary education. So we also know that, you know, teacher education programs and how do we get teachers through more efficiently so they can show up in our classrooms for our K through 12 students. General psychology is another pathway, and biology and biological services, so really more of a generic biology degree. And the last one is nursing, and that one is still being figured out. There's some wiggle room in terms of if this is transfer nursing, like before they're a nurse, or for a degree completion afterwards. So those are the five pathways, and again, identified through the Missouri Department of Higher Education. They keep data statistics on student majors as they transfer.
And I think probably most of our listeners, we don't need to explain these things, but just, you know, briefly, for an associate's degree, most of our associate's degrees are 60 credit hours or so. So when we talk about the Core 42 block of courses, those are typically the general education courses that there's a lot of commonality. You know, no matter what your major is, there are certain classes that most college students take. And it's that extra 18 credit hours that does need to be really specified, whether it's electives or further general education courses, that will position a student to transfer well. And, you know, even the Core 42, that 42 block of credit hours, it's important for students to have an idea. Maybe they don't know exactly where they're transferring or exactly what their major is going to be, but to have an idea of kind of their broad pathway. And that's why we call them pathways. Because if a student knows that they might be interested in art and a student knows they might be interested in a STEM pathway, we can kind of start them off on the right direction. But the challenge is always for many of these, not all of these degrees, is that an Associate of Arts degree, which is the standard transfer degree, it's an Associate of Arts degree. It's not... We do have the Associate of Arts of Teaching, the Associate of Science that can be more tailored. But, just ensuring that students are taking the right classes where they can explore, but they can also prepare themselves well for transfer.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's a really important role of that career advising and that career exploration, is to allow students that opportunity to talk about their interests, talk about their paths. And we all know people that, I know several of them, that never think I would be working in this role. You know, this is not where we always start. We don't have to start and finish at the same time. And so, having that opportunity, even in those Core 42 classes, if you have an interest in music, then music appreciation might be your humanities, but maybe you have more of an interest in art or theater. So having some options even within the Core 42 is important, and then having an option to be able to explore those career opportunities while you're still at ECC is an important role that we have as well.
The path is not always straight.
It very
often is very crooked, and I'll speak for myself with being a very crooked pathway of education. And it's the exploration part, certainly, that when a student comes in, they don't know what they want to take. They just have, but there's that latitude of exploration, which I think is important. On this statewide transfer program, Robin, you personally and professionally have been pretty involved in the whole transfer conversation. Can you talk about that?
Sure. I serve on the statewide committee that's appointed by the Coordinating Board for Higher Education. It's called the CODA. It's the Committee on Transfer and Articulation. So I represent the community college sector, and there's multiple representatives from community college, the public four-year universities, and the private four-year universities. So we work in collaboration with one another to help identify transfer issues, work on collaboration on articulation issues. Right now we're working a lot, obviously, with the transfer bill and with looking at, how micro-credentials and other types of types of education credentials work in the articulation process. So that's our role. And we meet on a regular basis and communicate with the Department of Higher Education and make recommendations.
Yeah, and to speak, I'm going to kind of blur lines between host and the topic we're talking about. I'm ECC's liaison on the Core 42 State Committee. And so Core 42 has a role with CODA as well. It's kind of a big, there's some Venn diagram things happening here. And I think that when it was called Core 60 for a while, but now, of course, it's not. The transfer bill that we're talking about, it came up at the Core 42 meetings. And most of the folks on Core 42 are faculty primarily. And there were some conversation about intent versus impact. And I think one of the challenges we've seen with Core 42 is that the intent of Core 42 was very good in terms of making sure that there's this kind of clear, if you take Comp 1, motor number English 100, at any public to or for your college in Missouri, it's going to transfer seamlessly. But the impact on some, particularly community colleges, is that if a course wasn't Core 42, some of the more programmatic electives, they started not being encouraged or offered as much for students. So I think that when we talk about the intent versus impact of legislation, that the transfer pathways that we look at these five pathways or majors, we could call them, those aren't students' only options. Like, those are the most common, but students shouldn't be dissuaded from choosing other pathways, if that makes sense.
Yes, correct. And that's why I like to think about that transfer bill as really a statewide articulation agreement for a specific pathway. It doesn't define all of the options that students have, and that's a really important role and a good distinction to make as well.
So. Well, I also think this is very much, these five are the first steps. There's a good opportunity here for making it a lot broader and touching a lot of other types of pathways, not just high demand, but across the board. So you have a true articulation agreement, a true 2+2 between community colleges and universities from each institution to another institution, regardless of whatever the student is studying or whatever pathway they choose. And that's the hope, that this is a good first step toward that.
It is. And since you've mentioned that, I'll just mention the timeline and sort of the next steps for this, because it doesn't happen overnight. It's a long process. You can imagine, collaborating with people, not just in your own institution, but across the state, agreeing on curriculum. And it really starts with the faculty looking at, degree plans and degree, transfer processes currently where they are. So the next steps for the, I'm going to look at my notes because it's a timeline, what those look like. So what they plan to do is the complete project for these five degree plans is to be in effect by June 30th of 2027. So essentially 2 years from now, and they will convene a committee, an advisory board. Members will include those faculty and staff from community colleges and four-year colleges. And then after that committee meets and provides some general steering guidance for the process of change, then we will have discipline-specific groups so that the business faculty from community colleges and the business faculty from four-year colleges will work together on the business pathway. And then the steering committee will guide that process. And in the way that my CODA committee works is that we will have a liaison, that'll work, with those groups. And that work will get done really at the level where it needs to get done and gain that input from faculty and staff because that are mostly engaged in the process of transfer.
Because it's probably harder than people realize. You've got a lot of institutions, you've got a lot of individuals, making sure that it becomes all cohesive and easy for a student to transfer from one institution to the other. So I think that's a good point of clarity to say this does not happen overnight. These are a lot of organizations across the state that approach it much differently and trying to get them all together on some agreement. But obviously the first step is this. But also I think, Robin, it's important to consider it from the student perspective and maybe their parents and their families. What's the benefit here? What is that student getting out of this? What's the benefit for a student with this new transfer program?
Well, with any good transfer, whether it's with the transfer bill, and I don't want our listeners to believe that good transfer is not happening already, because it
mm-hmm.
is.
Yes.
We have, you know, articulation agreements, and so with any good transfer, whether it's the bill or a current, you know, agreement, it's a real cost savings for students and their families. We're concerned about the cost of education, and, you know, if you don't have to repeat classes, and you can graduate on time, and on time is just such a vague word. I tell students all the time, the on time is your time, what mm-hmm. works for you. But if they really have in their mind they want to finish in 4 years, when they transfer junior ready, then they are more likely to do that. So that's an important piece for people to hear, that there's a way to do that. And then it also expands access to higher education as well, because, you know, if students think that they want to go to one institution, but then they change their mind, this articulation is statewide. So, and we do have that happen, where students that, you know, just that institution that they thought they were going to isn't going to work out right now. But this one is. It's a little closer to home, or maybe it's a little farther away and they decide to go farther away. It wouldn't matter. So it increases access and sort of availability to the students as well.
That's a huge benefit. And I can understand from the four-year vantage point the desire to really tailor those first 2 years. But because, yeah, there are a lot of different perspectives at the table with conversations like this. But for our students, most of our students and probably most of us around this table didn't at 18 know, okay, I know exactly what I'm going to do, exactly where I'm going to go. I'm ready to, you know, sign on the dotted line. Things happen. And so to give that flexibility within a student's journey is really powerful.
Yes. And we've been talking a lot about the public colleges. This is an initiative grounded in the public 2-year and 4-year institutions. But we do have a number of private universities that are signatories to Core 42.
Yes, yes.
And they're really great partners. Mm-hmm. And I also believe it's not established yet, but this is brand new. But I do believe that those private universities will also be signatories, you mm-hmm. know, to this Core 60, so to speak, or the transfer articulation that are created. And that's another opportunity for students as well.
Yes.
I think from an East Central College perspective, when you talk about transfer, I think this is a moment for us to brag a little bit about when you mentioned that the transfer now currently works, and it does work, and we've seen some great successes from the East Central College students that are transferring onto four-year University of Missouri, and ours, ECC's, they do very well, right, Robin?
They do, and you know, and that's not to say there's not snags. There's certain degree paths and very specific degree paths where the four-year universities do have a very specific, they need to take this particular class and we only offer it here. And that's where the articulation agreements are really helpful. We know that ahead of time so that we can fill in something else here. And then they'll take that one there when they arrive. So there are things that take a lot of attention. But when our students do transfer, and we have a high, decent, really very high transfer rate compared to other community colleges, and when they do transfer, they do very well. And statistically, we have some data that backs that up, that that statewide, our average grade point average after they have been at their transfer institution is a 3.4. Think about that. That's an A-B average that our students right out of the gate are achieving at a four-year institution. They're highly prepared to do that work, and that's a hats off to our faculty and the staff that have supported them throughout their journey here and making sure that the transfer is, you know, ready and appropriate for them. So that is something to really be very proud of, and we should share that a lot more often. The other thing that's really great that we see our students do is that 81% of our students, approximately 81% of the students have continued after their junior year into their senior year at the transfer institutions. And that is the third highest in the state for community colleges. But we are the leader in that GPA. So it's one thing to say you have a high GPA coming from your community college. Mm-hmm.
But you maintain it.
That's something different. But when you're at a four-year institution and you maintain that or you have grown that, that's something else. And that is a real challenge. And I'm proud of our students as well.
Yeah, those statistics are nice to back up, I think, what most of us find anecdotally, that if our students can be launched and land at their transfer institution, they really thrive. So anything that we can do better, and it's so great to see these things happening statewide, to ensure that they are on a path to launch and land successfully is just really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is there anything about this that you'd like to add, Robin, that we didn't touch on? It really seems that this is going to greatly enhance opportunities for students around the state, make it a even more seamless process. So you're putting down a lot of those barriers. So financial barriers could go down because it's not costing you as much because you're not repeating courses. If that does happen, you seem to have more opportunities to start with East Central and go off to any public four-year with this statewide transfer program.
Well, you know, the only thing I would add we really didn't talk about, and I get a lot of questions, is, you know, where do your students go? And, you know, I'm not here to promote a certain university or a college, but right. People do want to know that.
Sure.
And, you know, I do have some of that information if you'd like for me to share that, just to give you an idea mm-hmm. that our top transfer institutions of interest, Missouri S&T, which doesn't surprise me. It's in fairly close proximity. We have a campus location in Rolla as well. But we have quite a few students that transfer there. Missouri State University is another one, again, kind of in proximity down Highway 44. The Central Methodist University, a good private university partner that actually is a location on our campus. And the University of Missouri Columbia and UMSL. So those are our top institutions for transfer. And when I do mention it to individuals, they don't seem surprised by that. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it kind of does.
You know,
the far corners of the state, we do have transfer articulations with SEMO in Cape Girardeau for music particularly and others. They've got a great interest in our music program. And so, but that kind of concentrates kind of in our location as well in terms of the middle of the state.
Yeah. And I know we want to talk about one more thing in this segment. We talked about the sometimes broadness of the Associate of Arts degree, and I will have students tell me sometimes, like, I'm just doing the liberal arts pathway, but I know I want to major in fill in the blank in my university. And I always cringe. I'm like, oh, no, you need to be kind of planning your pathway so all of the things that we could talk about in terms of them transferring junior ready. So one way that can work, and we've seen this with the Associates of Fine Arts degree, the Associate of Arts in Teaching, carving out a specific degree program that really dictates what classes a student needs to take to graduate and transfer successfully. And we have a new one in the science department. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that
sure.
a little bit.
Sure, be glad to. We have a program that the faculty brought forward, and it's the Associate of Science in Biology. And this is a transfer degree, like you mentioned, very specific in the STEM field of biology. And the reason why students, you know, really want to do this, and we've had a lot of interest in this, is that Associate of Science degree, when it is very specified and we've met ahead of time the requirements of a transfer, and the faculty have worked with other universities, there's this level of comfort as well mm-hmm. that, you know, we're offering you know, major level biology one, a major level biology two, major level chemistry, and the full calculus series. So these students are truly junior ready for a really high demand interest field in biology that can lead them, whether it's in the medical field, research, any number of things. So we're really excited about this program, and it is taught by our very highly credentialed faculty with doctorate degrees in discipline. And the students will just be, you know, absolutely prepared for transfer. And we'll see that with transfer to University of Missouri Columbia and, you know, University of Missouri in Rolla for science and technology. So this is a real boost for us to have, and we're really excited about it. The other piece about it that's a little bit different is that the students that complete their first year, the faculty are working on sort of a mid-year credential for the students so that after they transfer, they'll have a credential that will have them ready to be able to work in a lab. And many of the four-year transfer colleges, and you might have seen this in terms of what they call undergraduate research opportunities, mm-hmm. These students will be ready to take on an undergraduate research opportunity at those colleges as well, which is an extra bonus for them.
That's incredible.
Versus, a student that's a native student there, they'll be able to come in with that same credential. So
wonderful.
We're really excited about that.
A lot of exciting things happening, and yes. The future looks very bright across the state of Missouri with transfer. Dr. Robin Walter, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to ECC Insiders. A reminder to check out the show notes for more resources, including links to our website and our contact information.
Until next time, stay engaged and keep learning.